Morning show at East Coast. Addy is here, Fintan McCormick from O'Brien's Wines in Greystones. And it is the party season and it's getting very close to Christmas as well. So people will be looking for what's a good wine for this or what's a good wine for that and what does that go with or whatever. Well, the man is here with the information.
Good morning, Declan.
Good morning to you, Fintan. How are things?
Great, all good, yeah.
Busying up. Like.
Yep, getting ready now. I think after the toy show now, it's a fair game to say that Christmas is coming now.
Well, right. The boom is getting boomier.
Well, yeah, I think we all need a good cheer now as well, and the cold air and all that kind of stuff. It feels certainly nice and crisp and a little bit Christmassy as well. And I've seen a few Christmas lights on Greystones and even at Newtown Kennedy where I live now, a few of the Christmas trees are starting to go up now as well. So, yeah, it's all good there. You have to kind of get in the mood eventually. Eventually it gets to you.
Okay. But what have you got this week?
Right, we got a couple of whites and a wonderful Chianti as well. So we might start off with a white first, Declan. We'll go to New Zealand first. And this is a gorgeous Marlborough New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc. And, they're making cracking Sauvignon Blancs here since 1973, thereabouts as well. This is a great one, because this is a real foodie Sauvignon Blanc. It's made by Evelyn Flazer. She was an ex-Cloudy Bay winemaker for four vintages. And she's worked with Fleur McCree and her husband, Hemi. And they're both based in Marlborough for the last 8 years. And this is probably one of the best New Zealand Sauvignon Blancs I've tasted in a long, long time. And Fleur's real foodie as well. So this is great now. We're all kind of like, you know, tempura prawns or, you know, kind of scallops and really nice kind of shellfish food as well.
So it's a fishy wine. You never hear about Sauvignon Blanc for Christmas dinner, do you?
Not as much, no. It's like, really, an un-oaked Chardonnay would be lovely now with Christmas dinner as well. But then have what you like, really, with Christmas dinner. Because, again, like, we're going to be back on taking some wines for Christmas. And there's so many wines that don't go with it and do go with it. But always something nice for, I think, Stephen's Day is always the best day to have a really special wine.
So this is your shellfish and your...
Shellfish and kind of like, you know, anything kind of like, you know, there's Asiatic kind of styles of food as well. And then you have a bit of spice in it, a little hint of chili. Very, very delicious style as well. Lots of kind of green, graspy, gooseberry fruit, as it should have.
What's nice about this one is it's not as sharp as some of the popular ones.
Yeah.
You know, the popular ones are out.
I know.
They cut the mouth off you.
Absolutely, yeah. They have that kind of real sherbety kind of sharpness about it.
Yeah.
But Fleur has a great attention to detail about the wines as well. She's a fabulous, great character as well. And I mean, when she goes over to the winemakers, or goes over to the wine fairs, I always love to work with Fleur because we have great fun together. But you just sense the effort of all the kind of detail in it. It's just fabulous.
Yeah, that's a really lovely sauvignon. It's rounded sauvignon.
Yeah. And it's got weight to it as well, and the fruit's lovely and liquid.
There's a lot of people I know just ignore New Zealand because it's blooming sharp now.
It's amazing how many kind of Sauvignon Blanc styles there are from New Zealand. And we do some of the top ones, like we do Cloudy Bay, but that's like, you know, really expensive now as well. It's hugging almost €50, over €40, which fine. But I mean, when you taste wines like Fleur and Hemi's Inside Wine for $12.95, that is just fantastic.
It's $12.95, isn't it? It's a nice wine.
That is a very, very good wine. Yeah. And if you like, nobody put their nose up towards that now as well. I think it's really, really great.
Okay.
And I'm getting a few of those now for the season ahead as well. It's just, even if you have somebody come to the house, just pouring a glass of white. Screw top back in the fridge. That's just delicious. It's really lovely.
I like that one. So it's called again?
Insight Sauvignon Blanc from Marlborough, and that's the 2022 vintage as well. And the label is actually quite brilliant as well, because it's kind of a black label, Insight's in white, and the Sauvignon Blanc's in blue, and then it's kind of like a spiral all around the label, where Fleur actually just talks about her favourite types of food and her thoughts about the wine, etc. as well. So it's just all there. It's absolutely gorgeous. $12.95, delicious.
Now, onto another white.
White, yes indeed, yeah. Now this is, again, we're kind of staying on the fishy theme as well, but this is like kind of a little blast from the past as such as well. This is from the Mediterranean. This is in France. This is a Pitbull Lepinay. And Pitbull would be known as, like, in translation to French, would be something that kind of almost stings the lips. Pitbull originally would have been a grape used in a vermouth, kind of like those styles of wine aperitifs. But this is just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful style as well. So it's made in the Languedoc. So Languedoc is very, very, very famed for lots of reds as well. But the whites don't really get a look in it as much. But Pitbull today is like a summer in a glass as well. If, again, you want a wine to go with like a fish pie, or a wine to go with like chicken, or anything a bit spicy as well, Moroccan spices, anything gorgeous like that as well, that evokes lots of delicious flavours, this is a gorgeous wine as well. It's got weight, it's got balance, it's got lovely, lovely lifted acidity as well. And the winemaker as well, like Madame Abidjan, she's really, really attentive to the detail as well. It's actually a lagoon quite near the vineyard too, so acts as almost like kind of like Oh, never mind. Like air conditioning almost for the vineyard as well. Keep everything nice and cool and calm. And it just, the vines are just so happy and the grapes just really, really produce excellent, gorgeous
okay,
red fruit.
That's called?
That's called Chateau Abidjan Pitbull de Pinay. And you can notice by a very tall green bottle, which is known as the Neptune bottle. And you got the embossed cross of the Chevalier Templar Knights there as well. Okay. Fabulous, gorgeous style as well.
Okay.
Love it. $12.95, Declan.
Very nice, very nice. Delicious. Well, you're on to your Chianti anyway.
On to the Chianti as well. So we all know, obviously,
Our film.
Our Hannibal Lecter connection.
Hannibal Lecter.
You have to say as well. But actually,
invite him to dinner.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because in the original book by, if I remember, Thomas Harris wrote it, he had the liver with Amarone, but it was too difficult to say during the movie. So Chianti actually worked better for the scene, apparently.
Yeah, and he could work his mouth around
with
it.
The mouth was, I only intend to do it now because it sounds really tacky, but there you are. But this is a gorgeous Chianti as well. I mean, Chianti is cool because it's one of the oldest kind of styles of wine going back to historical times. We all remember those big kind of wicker baskets now, and the glass with the wicker baskets, you stick a candle in them like in student days and stuff as well. They were actually blown by hand, all these bottles as well. But they couldn't balance on the table. So the idea was to wrap these in kind of like little bits of straw. So they balanced on the table. And also during very hot days in the summer, they could wet the hot straw and it kept the wine cool during hot days as well. So Chianti, we're talking grape here called Sangiovese. And this one is made by a winemaker called Stefano Cioccolatti. And he adds a little bit of Cabernet Sauvignon to this thing as well. It's lovely. Has a little bit of oak, but Chiantis do need to breed as well. So I'll probably do a food patch with liver, I suppose, I guess. But there we are. It's a really nice style. And it's also Chianti Classicos too. Chianti Classicos would always have like kind of a black rooster on the label. And the story behind that is like, it goes back to the Middle Ages. There would have been two knights. And there would have been a knight in Siena and a knight in Florence. And the idea was like they had a black cockerel and a white cockerel. So the first knight to get up in the morning earliest, he'd ride out as fast as he could. And when they met in the centre, that was deemed the line of the land. But they actually starved the black cockerel in Siena. So the white cockerel crowed earlier and got the guy there a bit of time as well. So that's why it's to this day, Florence is a bigger style, bigger country, bigger metropolis. But this Chianti is lovely. It's got that sour cherry feel to it. Lovely, rich notes as well.
Fruity
as well. You forget how good Chianti is. Like, we all think about these old kind of mafioso movies, the candle in the wicker basket and stuff, and of course the Hannibal Lecter connection, that kind of stuff. But it's a wine to sit back and tick all the boxes as well. And for a toy show tonight, I'm going to be having a big glass of this now. And
so what's it called again?
It's Volpetta Chianti, made by Stefano Cioccolatti. It's a 2019 Reserva vintage, and again that's $12.95, and that's just lovely. I mean, Chianti's going to be very, very expensive as well because most of them are near Tuscany. And the Chianti Classicos, we'll have some of the really, really top ones in our fine wine sale coming up in a few weeks' time. But in the meantime, this is a gorgeous, gorgeous Chianti Reserva that, for me, ticks all the boxes. And it's just all there for lovely, lovely style.
Very nice. And name the other two again.
The first one we tried was Inside Sauvignon Blanc, made by Evan Flazer of Cloudy Bay fame. And owned by Fleur McCree and her husband Hemi. Then we have the Chateau Abidjan, Pitbull de Pinay in the long green bottle. And of course, finally, the Chianti Classico. Chianti Reserva, $12.95. They're all $12.95, and they're great wines.
And will you have them on tasting in Greystones or what?
We have a couple of wines on tasting, actually. We actually have a new Bordeaux on tasting this weekend for Black Friday. It's down to €10. It's an Entre de Mer, really lovely. I think we're going to have, Marquis de Riscal at $15.95 and Lanson Champagne at €30. A couple of spirits.
So it's a few old bargains for Christmas, anyway.
Old bargains. There's always something on bargains in Greystones as well. But okay, we're definitely in the spirit of Black Friday, but not just that. Like, all these wines are staying at $12.95 right up to Christmas. So, I mean, go in, have a taste of them, pick up a bottle, see what you think as well, and start investigating
for
the season ahead.
Talk to us about wines for Christmas.
Yeah, back in 2 weeks, I started with a couple of Christmas wines, Declan, and then we're back with definitive lists, I think, Christmas week as well.
After that.
But, you know, it's always a bit of fun, Declan, as well, and enjoy what you want.
Indeed. Well, enjoy the toy show with your Chianti.
Thank you so much, Declan.
Thanks very much indeed. That is Fintan McCormack from O'Brien's Wines in Grace.